that it just works that way, I'm not sure.
Well, welcome to tonight's meeting. We're going to have a trustee meeting, regular meeting. And it is the March 31st, 2022, and the time is 7 o'clock. Can I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We'd like to start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. Join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You join us also in a moment of silence for those in service at home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. I'd like to start off with a motion to approve payroll. This check date of 4/1/2022. The total amount is $42,269.57, with total withholdings of $10,124.71. Roll call. And make a motion.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Oh, and may I include a two-page document? Thank you.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Tonight for site plans, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission to approve the change of use for Romeo's Pizza Holdings LLC, located at 3991 North Jefferson Street, as presented.
Second.
Did you want to know if there was anybody here from there?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Very good. Would you like to share anything about the change of use?
It was the old Ken Cleveland building. We bought it in May of 2021 from Legacy Homes, who had bought it out of the estate. And we're adding 2,000 square feet that was previously a warehouse. We're converting that into additional office space for expansion.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Thank you, and welcome to the expanding portion of the township.
I lived here for 16 years, so.
I appreciate the effort. I think it's great. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other comments?
No comment.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
That's just really. The next on the agenda is purchase orders and training requisitions. I don't believe I have any. If you have none,
I have none.
And we'll go on to the next item in the agenda. Approval of accounts payable. I'd like to make a motion approving accounts payable dated March 20th of 2022 through April 1st of 2022 with electronic checks 25-2022 through 28-2022 and physical checks of 32059 through 32076 with the total amount of $130,181.67.
Second.
For a discussion, just wanted to point out a couple of the bigger items.
So the people have some idea where the big items, we're certainly not going to bother going through line item, but the where it says Medina Hospital, that's the LST that we have with Medina Hospital. There's the watch guard video. Those are body camera equipment. It's commuters, it's body cams and everything for the police department. So those are a couple of big ones. Pro-Tech down towards the bottom are the bulletproof vest for the police. And we get 75% back on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Through a grant.
So just to give you some idea where the funds are going.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Next on our agenda is the approval of the bank reconciliation. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the bank reconciliation for February. The date, the document is February 28th, 2022. And this is, as presented, as a three-page document.
Second.
Roll, any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right, the next item on our agenda is the approval of revenue status for February. This document's dated February 28th of 2022, and I'd like to include this seven-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Next item on our agenda is the approval of the fund status. I'd like to make a motion to approve the fund status for February. The document is dated February 28th of 2022, and I'd like to include a one-page document.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And that brings us to our first public comment. And I'd make a motion to open the floor for public comment. Can I get a second? Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
We are open for public comment. If there's no public comment, we'll close. I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Next is the old business, and this would be the approval of the 2022 fire inventory. If you remember the first time the inventory was presented, we didn't have time to look at it. So we asked for that to be resubmitted with some more detail provided. I would like to make a motion to approve the fire inventory. I would move to approve the 2022 fire inventory as incorporated in this 13-page document by reference. Also noted and included in the motion is a one-page document of equipment not included in the 2022 inventory of the same of items out of date or no longer needed by the fire department.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
A second signature on the stuff that's not being used.
Okay.
All right, this is a two-motion process. This is for the ending agenda, approval of the OTARMA updated coverage contract. I move to approve the OTARMA coverage and intergovernmental contract updates dated March 1 of 2022 and incorporate this 36-page document by reference.
Second.
I don't think there's any discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Second part of this would be I make a motion, move to authorize Doug Eastwood to sign the OTARMA coverage and the intergovernmental contract updates document from Medina Township.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
My ink wasn't gonna work unless that second one got done. I don't think, yeah. That's good. It brings us to a trustee discussion. We have a number of different things we wanted to bring up. From time to time, we've had travel scenarios for training usually that the different departments have. And it's not always a timely fashion, and normally we want to approve expenses, and there's a policy for that. But that being said, we found ourselves again kind of in a spot where, okay, how do we handle something that's not quite per a practice or policy? And so I'm going to make a motion for a reimbursement which covers this based on approval. I will move to approve travel and accommodations expenses when required for a timely attendance of pre-approved out-of-town seminars, conferences, and training events, and that approval of these expenses will be allowed at the department head level.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So it's kind of an obvious thing, but it isn't when someone wants to turn in their expenses and it falls into the gray area, and we all believe this will help mend that bridge. There's no signature on it. I have a motion to provide public notice. I would move to provide public notice of final opportunity to recover property and approve authorization to dispose of property if not recovered within the time allowed, and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion-wise, you remember we had a scenario where we had a homeless individual camped at Walmart for some time, and many, many efforts were made to help that individual find a place and move and so forth. At the end of the day, through a series of documents that we've been given, it was determined that he was trespassing and he had to be removed from the property. At the time, he ended up being arrested and something had to happen, so the township accepted his belongings and stored them for safekeeping. Now, that was some time ago, and we need that space back. So prosecutors have put together a format for allowing this to be a public notice to be presented, and he will be, if we can find him, he'll be presented it personally, but at least it's going to be advertised in the local media. And if it doesn't meet by a date, which I believe in the documentation is April 30th, that people will be authorized to dispose of said material. And that's the purpose for the notice here. Any other discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Could I ask just a clarification? Does that include all the stuff that people donated to him, all those tents and blankets and all that stuff?
Everything that he doesn't recover, that is...
Is he still in jail, or did they...
No, he... According to information I was given, he's in another community right now.
He's where?
Huh?
He's where?
I believe he's in Barberton area.
Okay.
And I believe he's struggling with the same scenario he had here.
Right.
He knows everything that's here, and unfortunately, yes, there's a lot of donated items, but it is a very tragic mess, so.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious that, I mean, I know he was homeless, but people gave him so many new things, I would think he would have taken those.
We hope he will.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
The motion I just made covers this one-page document.
Yes.
Okay. Among some other trustee discussions, I know that you have some things you'd like to share, so.
Yeah, do you want to make the motion on the, this one? For next Tuesday?
Yeah. Did I miss that?
There should be a sheet there for the.
Yeah, we have to have,
Okay.
Special meeting.
Special.
All right. I would like to make a motion for a special meeting to be held January 13th at 6 p.m.
January?
No, I'm sorry. Next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
That's certainly.
It's April 5th.
April 5th. And it'll be at 6 p.m. for the purpose of employee discipline.
Second.
There's been an ongoing case that we've been having to deal with, legal case, and the prosecutors want to have a meeting and discuss some more of the details of that. So that's what we're coming in for. It'll be basically an executive session. Nothing really new to add. I don't really know. Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Yeah, you have anything else?
Trustee discussion, no.
Okay. You know, I mentioned a number of times things happening with the police, and I continue to travel with the police to have a better understanding of what their jobs are, a better understanding of the officers themselves. Today, unfortunately, we had a very active day in the township. It started out this morning, and there was a high-speed chase in another township, and the officer in that township went to roll out the spikes, and the individual hit, and my understanding is killed that officer. He wound up coming through Medina Township. We blocked off so we couldn't get back on 71 at 3 at Weymouth Road. The chase actually took place between the Sheriff's Department and the State Highway Patrol. The individual finally gave up or stopped in, I don't know which, in Lorain County. So obviously that was a bad start of the day for law enforcement because one officer was killed. Later on this morning, there was a stabbing at one of the hotels, and I'm not going to go into any detail because we don't want to jeopardize anything, but we had one of our officers responded immediately. He was the first officer on the scene, my understanding. Lieutenant backed him up. Montville backed up with their chief, their lieutenant, sergeant, detective, and two more patrolmen. Medina City backed up. The Sheriff's Department and the State Highway Patrol got involved because there was a question of want to be careful what I say, but there was a question of if there was other individuals involved in it. And so the Medina police, they were in the process of bringing a drone over so they could start to search the area in case there was another. And then they found out that they had the person. But the drone brings up an interesting subject. I've been to Montville, and they have a number of drones up there. And I'm just saying this, this is a broad discussion. But they have drones that can fly high in the air and check things out. They also have drones that they can put into a house, let's say, or a building. So the officers don't have to jeopardize themselves as much. So the drone can go through video, give the police an idea of what's there, what they might be confronted with. We do not have any drones at this time. So I just mentioned that. Fortunately, no officers were hurt. People were taken into custody. The person was taken into custody. The other person was, I've heard two reports, one that he was transported into Cleveland, one Akron, but I guess he was stabbed pretty severely. So it just goes to show what can happen in a day, you know, in an officer. And that's one of the reasons we're really, you know, we're putting on a new officer this fall, you know, late summer, early fall. And we'll be putting on another officer after the first year. And that'll just get us to bare requirements, you know, sort of minimum requirements. But I think it's good for the township people to know they don't just drive around. You know, there's times when things are really put on the line. That's all I've got to say.
Thank you. This time I'd like to go through the approval of previous minutes. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for the regular trustee meeting, January 6th of 2022. The meeting was at 7 p.m. The members, all trustees were at this meeting.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
One more meeting. I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for a special meeting that was dated January 13th of 2022. The meeting was at 6 p.m. I was not at the meeting, but I did listen and can attest to the minutes. I listened to the audio and can attest to the minutes.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Fortunately for me, that was a very short meeting. In case you ever just want something to do and listen to the audios. With that, it brings me to our second public comment. I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Look out at our wonderful audience here. Is there anybody who would like to share anything?
Yeah. Hi, this is my first meeting, so.
Can you share your name and address?
Yeah, so Davis Carousis, and I live at 2898 Granger Road.
Thank you.
So I came today, I've been meaning to come for a while, but I just want to raise a concern. So the house next door to ours burned down this last weekend.
Yes.
Which, very stressful, much more stressful for that family than my own family. But I just want to ask the township trustees to look into the fire protocols that we currently have. I don't know exactly, I'm certainly not an expert on any of this, but I know from when I called 911, which was the second group of people to call 911, the fire department showed up like 10 or 12 minutes later, and again, which seems quick, but of course, as you're watching the house burn down, that never feels as quick as it should be.
Yes.
And the Facebook post by the Medina Township Fire Department, or Medina Township, I forget exactly who it was very clear with how there weren't fire hydrants or anything on our part of the road, which is true. And I am certainly not asking for more money to pay our fire hydrants, but I do think if that's something that the, I don't know what Medina Township's fire hydrant layout looks like in general, but if that's something that could either be on the agenda or just sort of like as a planning item for the next year or so, you know, you never think about it until it happens 20 feet away from your house, and then all of a sudden it does become in the front of your mind. So I just wanted to come to express that concern, because as it stands right now, my barn, my house, my garage would all burn down without anything. And I think we've accepted that for the moment, but we'd like to ask the township to look into that for anyone who doesn't have readily accessible fire safety around them. So.
I can share just a little bit, if I may. On the water lines throughout the township are provided by the county, Medina County. And so on, that's if we want to lobby, that's where we have to go.
Okay.
So that we can get that. They also have access to ponds from time to time, but yeah, that takes a whole separate operation. And my understanding was water was a real problem.
Yeah, it was a very long night for sure.
But thank you, and our hearts go out to those people and everyone around them. So it was a very bad night.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for coming to the meeting and expressing that, because that's the only way we're going to know things or have opinions of what the township feels.
Course. Thank you.
Other comments?
I'd like to ask of Crump Fen Road, what portion of Granger Road was this?
It was a house near the intersection of Nichols and Granger at the flashing light.
Oh, okay.
If you drive, you'll see it if you drive by.
Thank you.
No, there's no hikers in that area.
No.
I know a guy with a pond over there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a...
I built one.
I was going to say, because we have one, yeah. I mean, there's a lot to it, but...
Right.
We're in a weird little niche because the highway's right there, too, so it's...
Right.
It's a weird setup for our four houses, five houses in general, but it's one of those things that...
It's a very good thought, and I can't discuss... I don't know the specifics of the vehicles that are being used for our fire protection, but I think they're equipped to draw from a hydrant.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got the training for that. So
And to everyone's credit, I mean, there was like 10 fire trucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it took a little bit of time, but as everyone arrived, everyone did the best that they could to certainly do what they could, but at some point the house is going to burn down. That's where they got to.
Could I ask you, Mike, to comment on, I've heard different viewpoints from a fireman's perspective on the ponds. We put them in for quite a few years. They were real popular. And then it seemed like it's not being done as much in the subdivisions, rural subdivisions and such. Did you have any experience pro or con when you were on the fire department with those kind of things?
Mike Stolpe at 5198 Silver Maple. Just training-wise, but most of the township is hydrant. There's only like one or two areas in the township that don't have hydrants, and it happens to be one of them. The other one's off of Nettleton Road, that little side street. Can't think of the name of the right hand.
Pine Hill?
No, when you're coming up
on the right. Wildflower, something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Just before the Dipsy Doodle?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, okay. Like I said, most of the township is hydrant. There's just a few areas that aren't. And it's something that you don't practice all the time, drafting out of the ponds and that. It's like one of the things you don't think of at the time.
Okay.
Trying to get water to the fire and that, so. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for that insight.
That's why you have the mutual aid with the departments, because everybody's got at least one or maybe two tankers.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's a fire where there's no hydrant, the mutual aid alert goes out, and that's why all those trucks were there. They were the tankers. Wasn't there, but I know those were the tankers from the other township to supply the water to the engines. So,
any other comments? This motion, or this point in time, the meeting, I think we are time to conclude. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Oh. Close public comment.
We have to close
like
public comment.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And now, with nothing else to cover, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned, and the time is 7:30 p.m.